You're listening to SBS News.
The 19th of August 2019, 52-year-old Sydney man Tony Webber's life changed when he was diagnosed with life-threatening advanced prostate cancer.
To get that diagnosis was a real shock. I almost fell off the chair, and my wife did too. My wife was with me. When we left my urologist's office, we went down and sat in the car, and we just both burst out crying.
Prostate cancer occurs when abnormal cells develop in the prostate, forming a cancerous growth. The abnormal cells can continue to multiply and may spread outside the prostate into other parts of the body. Tony underwent 6 months of chemotherapy treatment, followed by radiation treatment to help eliminate any potential growth. It is estimated that in this year alone in Australia, nearly 17,000 men will receive a prostate cancer diagnosis. Professor Jeff Dunn is the CEO of the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia, which has launched a new encouragement campaign urging men to be more proactive about their health.
About the 220,000 men we estimate have been diagnosed and treated for prostate cancer in Australia. What we are concerned about is that there are cancers out there, that could well be detected early, but aren't being detected because men are taking too long for routine screens.
Research shows 1 in 5 men with prostate cancer experience long-term anxiety and depression due to the struggle with long-term side effects of prostate cancer-related treatments. Australian men with prostate cancer also have a 70% increased risk of suicide compared to the general population. And hormone therapy for prostate cancer slows the production of testosterone, which may slow the cancer's growth. Mr. Webber revealed the consequences of hormone therapy contributed to the state of his mental health.
It brings on the same symptoms as menopause that older women experience. So for men to go through that experience, it's massively life-changing. And to me, it's been life-changing as well because you lose your manhood. And when you lose your manhood, that also plays a heavy toll on your mental health.
He says the treatments and personal acceptance that this was his reality was tough to digest, but telling his children was the most challenging part of it all.
That was the hardest thing I've had to do. It was terrible. Having to tell your kids that you've got to die. Little kids, it's awkward because they've got to go to school and they've got to tell their mates too. We had to tell my kids' teacher, they could understand if he came to school emotional.
According to the PCFA, 72% of men impacted by prostate-related mental health issues will not seek help. Professor Dunn says World Health Day is a timely reminder to reach out and support men in the community who may be suffering in silence.
Men, irrespective of, your background, understand that it's okay to reach out for help. And please, for family members and friends of men who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer, please take the time to make a call, to send a text, to buy a cup of coffee and talk with men.
Mr. Dunn also highlighted that many Australians have delayed or put off their regular health checkups due to the pandemic.
Over the past 12 months with the pandemic and as we go forward, that all men be aware of their health. If they are scheduled for, routine checks or screens or appointments, Please take.
Tony Webber says he is extremely motivated to be a cancer survivor because of the support network around him.
Fortunately, my wife has been super understanding. And if you haven't got that super understanding partner, then, your life could deteriorate further to the point where, you may not want to live anymore. So many men around Australia would be definitely experiencing those feelings. Having a support network is incredibly important for your mental health. Also, having someone to fight for, your survival, having that motivation to survive is also important.
Australians impacted by prostate cancer can reach out for support through the PCFA's recently launched telenursing service to speak with a trained cancer specialist nurse on 1800 220099. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.